You're listening to 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. Up now, KMUW editorial commentator Richard Krausen hopes some local landmarks will stick around.
You know, sometimes it seems like Wichita sits inside of a giant pinball machine. A spring-loaded lever gets pulled, and a big old ball rolls around banging into this and into that, except what it's banging into are historic buildings, and the ball itself, it's a wrecking ball. Bing, 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 there goes the Alice Hotel. Pow! The Crest Theater is hit. A recent story in the Wichita Eagle by Tim Potter spotlighted the latest potential target, Wichita's main library building downtown. Construction finished in 1969 on this iconic structure that's been hailed as a terrific example of what's called brutalist architecture. To some of us, it's a strikingly individualistic building. Local architect Dean Bradley puts it in the same class as the 1915 Carnegie Library and our 1892 City Hall building across the street from it. Those buildings were preserved, but just a little ways west of the main library building sits Wichita's blue and beige jewel, Century 2. Rumors abound that some of the powers that be here in Wichita want it gone. City Manager Layton proclaimed it as looking old and dated. To his everlasting credit, Bill Warren of Warren Theater's fame has begun a campaign to save Century 2. Here's hoping the main library building and Century 2 can survive. They are iconic to our city and a big part of our downtown's character and individuality. The wrecking ball that bounces about Wichita pinball style deserves to be tilted away from our architectural heritage. For KMUW, I'm Richard Krausen.